Dude, that was perfect.
Oh, wait.
That's wrong.
You're right. Wrong company. We're talking
about Wonder Woman today.
Talking about Wonder Woman, yeah.
But a little differently than how we've had some of our other conversations. We are going to be gaming. It's a gaming and chill kind of Saturday for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just a full warning off the bat, number one, we will be talking spoilers, and we won't be doing a full, plot breakdown. We're just going to be nitpicking stuff we liked about the film, stuff we didn't like about the film. But there will be spoilers. Mm-hmm. It's still on HBO Max, I believe, until, the 25th or 28th, and then it goes back into theaters? 2 weeks? So...
25th. No, two more days. Two more days, and it is off. I watched it yesterday, and it gave me the little update.
Yeah, so... If you haven't seen it yet and you have HBO Max, absolutely go watch it before it goes back into theaters. But there is 4 spoilers. If you don't care, absolutely stay tuned. If you don't, go watch the film and then come back. We'll give you time.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go?
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Just go watch it right now.
Yeah.
Pause a live stream. Pause it. Real quick. Go watch it.
All right, now we're back. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to be doing this. We're playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate on the Nintendo Switch.
It's going to be fun.
Which you haven't heard our Switch review, we have a whole episode about the Switch, so go watch that and listen to that as well.
Yeah, we all have Nintendos now.
Yeah.
Nintendos. And it's going to be fun. It's not going to be serious or nothing, but y'all are all going to be fucking punched. But,
You know what? How about this? Why don't you enter the ring?
I am in the ring, bro.
All right, let's do it. Hold on.
Wait, what are we holding on for?
Yeah, make sure you got your character.
Yeah, you got to make. Everybody has to make sure they have their character. You know, some people are very picky, like me.
We got to make sure you have the right schematic too. You can't just be playing normal Sheik. You know.
No. I am wholeheartedly playing normal Sheik. I don't appreciate the shade thrown at me.
I thought you were going to do the black.
No. Normal Sheik. I do like going the black costume.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
Here, back it out again. Let me get back in there. Sorry.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Here we go. All right. So, who wants to go first about what they liked about Wonder Woman?
I want to hear what y'all have to say first, because y'all are both hugely invested in those comics and know a lot more about the DC universe than I do. So, I want to hear what y'all have to say about the storyline and things like that, and then I'll go ahead and I can tell you what, being someone who doesn't really watch the movies, I can tell you, or being someone who's not heavily invested, I can tell you what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
All right. Daniel should go first. Yeah.
I looked into it and they changed a lot of the. I guess they changed who originally was in the first Wonder Woman writer. It was Patty Jenkins and then somebody prominent, a prominent Wonder Woman comic writer.
Yeah.
And they changed him. They put in Geoff Johns instead, and Geoff. You know, a lot of really great Green Lantern comics. A lot of different stuff. But he's never written a Wonder Woman, and he's all and they're already messing with he's already messed with a lot of the great properties like the Batman v Superman stuff, the original Snyder Cut stuff. And I think the writing on this one was kind of weird. Just right off the bat, I think it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And also kind of, the first thought I had when I saw, Steve Trevor was, they really can't write a Wonder Woman story without Steve Trevor, you know? Do they really have to bring him back to, write the story? I don't know. But, so that was, my first initial thought, when you're talking, like OG Wonder Woman writing and things like that.
Oh, wow, dude. I've never seen anything like that. Elijah.
Dude, disrespect, dude.
What Elijah has failed to mention is that he's been playing this game for 12 hours a day for the last 5 days.
It's very true.
Grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that the writing was definitely off compared to the first one. I think the first one had a lot more investment toward the characters like Steve Trevor. And in this one, I didn't feel that as much. I think it was really weird how they brought back Steve Trevor.
Yeah,
I think
it was really weird too.
So, like if you go back and watch the first film, that whole, you know, Steve Trevor saving the world. I mean, I guess it still plays a big part, but now it just seems a little diminished. And that's, yeah. I mean, but that's the thing with all comic book characters. I mean, remember when they killed off Superman and then he came back like a month later? Yeah. So, you know, that's just a thing with comic book characters in movies in all genres. So, but I definitely felt the writing was inferior.
Yeah.
Like, I got that vibe, like right off the bat.
We expected him to be dead, too, because in, like, in the Justice League, they got released and stuff, uh-huh. You know? They I guess Batman, like, jabs at Wonder Woman that, like, hey, like, you just need to get over your dead boyfriend or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you...
Oh!
Amazing. Such great timing. And so, like, we were already expecting him, oh, God, to, like, stay dead, you know? Like, we didn't really expect a second comeback. And so, and if y'all have been following the whole Wonder Woman release and everything, there's like a big I don't know, there's like a lot of controversy. There's a lot of controversy with the whole, like, the way he got brought back, which was a completely different body, and like she had sex with a body of a like completely non
is that
male. Rape? Yeah, like, you that's, know, that's...
I mean, it's a lot of questionable ethics about something like that, you know?
I mean, Patty Jenkins kind of brought up the, brought up the case of, like, that was kind of like a common 80s movie thing, was that you could bring people, or, like, big, you know? Tom Hanks is big. I think they mentioned that, like, he had sex with an actual woman, like, as a grown man, but he was an adolescent, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trapped in a big dude's body.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I guess it was a common theme of the 80s. It was a body switch thing, you know?
Yeah,
I was like, you know, I don't know. Maybe, I didn't really have a big deal with it. You know, I know that's what they were doing. Everyone got all Me Too about it.
the writing for it, and then the overall plot of the film, I thought was subpar. I didn't quite. I'll definitely watch it again to get more understanding of it. But I didn't quite like the whole plot. I remember reading an article when it first came out. From some like movie review place or whatever, and they're talking about how like it doesn't feature Wonder Woman enough, and it also doesn't feature what's her alter ego? I forgot her.
What's that?
Are you talking about Kristen Wiig?
No. Just like Wonder Woman, like in general, like more of like what she does and stuff. Like how did she get to be like running the Smithsonian and stuff like that? Like, I would rather ask those sort of questions, but you know, and like it's like so that article brought like a good point to me. Is like they're like the terms of personal development within Wonder Woman's character is you know, from the first film compared to now, is that's all she's doing is she's now running the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
How did she get there? You know?
Yeah. That's true. So, they don't really cover that.
Yeah.
It's not, like, I mean, she's been on a long time. You know, and that's the thing about this movie. It was kind of weird that I found myself doing this.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, I guess I was making explanations up to like, I guess for me to follow along, you know? Like,
yeah.
There were so many weird little questions like, oh, well, like, how does the wish work? And it was like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
well, you know, just this, you know? So it's probably this. It's probably that. Or, like, why didn't it work like this? Oh, well, it probably, you know, I was like, I was making up explanations, but the movie wasn't doing it for me. I was kind of like doing it for the movie.
I was still confused on how Kristen Wiig's character was able to make two wishes. I'm going to be completely honest. I still don't necessarily understand the wish aspect of the movie. Like, I understand that it was this lifelong curse or whatever. You make one wish, but you have to give something in return.
Yeah.
I know that's been used in several other movies as like a kind of theme with it.
It reminded me of Full Metal Alchemist, where it's the law of equivalent exchange.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. You have to give something of equal or lesser, or no, equal or greater value.
Equal or greater value to gain what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, like, she didn't have like two wishes. And see, that was what was confusing too, but I thought about that more. It's like she didn't have two wishes. It's just that what's his face used a wish, and then the exchange part, he like used that to give her those like cheetah powers, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is definitely not part of her like her origin. I'm not 100% on her origin and stuff, but like I know that they've gone like completely. Oh god, that they went completely off the script in regards to his cheetah's backstory and stuff like
that. Yeah, because I don't know too much about Cheetah's backstory either. I just know her from Injustice, and that's it.
Yeah.
But I know she's like a major arc villain in the Wonder Woman pantheon or gallery or whatever.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all brought her up, because like, I really had high hopes for Kristen Wiig in playing this character. Like, I really wanted her to like knock it out the park.
I thought when we saw the trailer, all three of us were pretty hyped. It was like, that's the whole thing we like to see, is like a range of an actress or an actor going into like going from someone who's been in comedy for so long to just now she's doing this action movie. You know, it's cool to see that crossover, and like, I would have loved to see her do more and do better. I don't think it like hit her potential as far as like in that genre of movies, especially in Wonder Woman.
I think because it starts like she starts out as a typical Kristen Wiig actress.
That's
like where she basically stereotyped nowadays.
That's I don't think it was her fault that like that she was written that way. You know,
exactly. Like, I don't blame Kristen Wiig's herself rather than the writing and like what the story dictated she needed to do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, oh my goodness.
Oh god. It's a Pokemon rabbit. Somebody's gonna get arrested.
Big thing about the cheetah character and Kristen Wiig, the posters for Wonder Woman 1984 are all bright, colorful. Like, it looks great. It's going to be real 80s vibing. Neon lights everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to, like, the actual, like, anti-climactic battle between Wonder Woman, who's decked out in this, like, mythical golden armor, and Cheetah, it's, like, the most gray scale thing, and it's dark, and it's gloomy, and it's, like, the, like, exact opposite of what I was expecting between Cheetah and Wonder Woman. And then Wonder Woman in general, like when we get to like the resolution that Wonder Woman's going to set out to be, you know, like she like reaffirms with herself of like who she wants to be. Great. You know, that was a good little subplot. And then you go and fight Cheetah, and it's like this gray, dark thing, and you can barely tell what's going on. And all you see is just Wonder Woman in her golden armor, which she takes off like almost immediately, which I thought was kind of dumb. And
yeah.
And so like, it's just, it was so like not unappealing, but like just, I felt let down.
It kind of didn't have like a structure like it did the other.
Yeah, like you can understand the fight between Ares and Wonder Woman in the first one. I really don't get the fight between her and Cheetah in this one. Like, she's swinging from like an electric pole that you can barely tell what's going on. Because, again, it's so dark. And I probably just don't eat enough carrots. But it really irritated me that this was like the big showdown. And then she goes and confronts the Mandalorian and is like, hey, you need to stop. And I, you know, power of love. And
don't you have Baby Yoda to take care of?
Exactly.
Don't you have a toddler to take care of?
Which he does in the film.
But,
he does actually, yeah.
So, I'm going to change it up this time. I'll just change it fighter every time.
I think I've unlocked Mega Man.
So, I still don't understand the whole background between the gold, like the gold armor and like Wonder Woman society and like their whole Amazonian society. So, I still don't understand that. And I was a bit confused.
Well, for the gold armor, it was used by like a really famous warrior. And she forged that armor.
Well, no, I guess what I'm saying is I know that much. And I know like the armor was used to fight off like 100, like an army
men or something like that. Yeah.
I just want more background on like that a little bit, like maybe cover that a little bit more.
You thought toxic masculinity.
She did.
But I had like little things that, like, for someone who is not heavily invested in the comics, I just, as like the beginning scene, the scene with the race, I did think the race was cool itself.
I wanted more explanation for it. Like, is it like an Olympic game? Was like a combat trial? Because they're doing horseback, archery, orienteering, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like, what is the reward of someone? What exactly happens? What is the outcome? And why is she the only young one in there?
Well, that's
the thing.
The first one, like, she wasn't allowed to train or do anything. So why is she doing that now?
Exactly.
I don't know. It was kind of a weird. But I mean, it looked cool. It was a really cool opening.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good opening, but I'm lost. And again, I think that just goes back to what Daniel pointed out, that this isn't the real, like, the writing changed. And you can just tell that throughout the films.
Yeah, you can.
I should have broke your shield. That's whatever.
I know. I'm like,
how are you still alive?
I don't even know. I've never played this game.
Ow.
I'm just...
I don't...
But yeah, I overall with the film, I just felt let down. Like, I enjoy it somewhat. Yeah. Like, am I gonna go watch it again? Most likely not.
Yeah, it's not a it's not a rewatchable. Oh God.
The other big thing that I thought about was the CGI for this movie, despite it being delayed over 6 months, was just unpolished and like right up DC's alley of it just looks awful.
Dude,
I didn't enjoy it at all, especially whenever she's like swinging from the rope in that little Palestinian area or whatever.
Dude, you could tell the little kid was a mannequin.
Yeah, like just the overall, not even just the CGI, but like the overall effect and stunt work is just, it looked bad.
Wow. Oh yeah, it really did. What was I going to say? That I think that also is something that deterred me immediately is that the CGI wasn't that great. The lighting also, like, to take it back to the whole Cheetah and Wonder Woman fight, the whole lighting was just off, dude.
Yeah, the only lighting that I really liked was when they're in the, like, she gets like her invisible jet, which, how is the Sismodian, they don't have jets that are like fueled up and stuff. What the heck is that about? Someone explain that to me.
Oh, he still almost made it back.
You know?
Yeah, no, the whole like invisible jet that thing just happened. Like, she can make invisible things now. That was
kind of fun. Like, Zeus just does that? Like, come on.
You think she'd be doing that?
Because she said her dad did it. Like, that was her quote. It's, my dad used to make this thing, and then she's working on it all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, not to be, you know, like, nitpicky, but, like, I mean, audiences aren't dumb anymore. Like, this isn't the 70s, you know?
Yeah, we're not, like...
With, like, slasher films and all that crap. It's like, we're going to be invested in something, and we're going to look at something and analyze it.
This isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze anymore, you know?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Oh, is Chris going to make the comeback, though?
Nah. Working on it.
Elijah, nah.
Ow.
Oh, ow. Let's go.
Don't stand there anymore. You'll just shoot those blue whatever's at each other.
Dang. Get back here, dude. Coward.
Let's go. No.
With the jabs, he's got him up in the air.
Yeah.
He runs for the upper. He dodges it.
Ow.
Oh, and he hits him with the forward air, and here it comes.
Oh, oh, wrong way.
It's going to be a big
ball. No. That was like a pixel away.
Oh,
what a great Let's shoot. Go.
That's... Let's go.
Oh, dude.
You cheap that.
I don't think of it at all, dude. That was the first time.
That fight right there was more climactic and endearing than Cheetah.
It really was, dude. But honestly,
like the fight, the random action between when she's trying to stop Mandalorian coming out of Egypt, whenever he seizes all the Egyptian dude's oil.
I like how we're calling him Mandalorian and not even his like actual name.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah,
Pedro Pascal. Picasso.
But I didn't like it. I didn't think it was that great. I think it was kind of a bad movie. Also, another thing is that all the way back to what we were talking about, the whole what's his face, Chris Pine going back into like a different body. I did feel uncomfortable with that. I get like that was her wish, and I get like that's how they thought would be a good idea for him to come back.
I mean, I'd bring back Val.
But no, I'm not saying like that's a dumb wish. I'm sure I would do the same way if it was, you know, my significant other, you know. But mm-hmm. I just don't like the way they went about it. It just made me feel uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
your loved one in a different person's body, though. Like, it's a lot different than having your loved person in their own body. Like, you're saying you would bring back Val, but what if Val was in some random stranger that you never even met, you know?
And what if like it was gender switched? Like, what if? What if he came back, but like it was like in a woman's body?
Yeah,
you know, that would be weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Like, how does it know to be a man's body?
Yeah,
gender is fluid.
Exactly. Yeah,
constantly changing, like the water.
I feel like there'd be more of an uproar. It'd be like movies like sexist and horrible, and we should cancel it if it were that way. You know?
Yeah.
If it were the other way around. I don't know. It was.
Like overall, I just felt like
weird.
I was expecting something completely different, I guess.
Yeah.
And what we got was like a really, really watered down, downgraded version of the first film, which is like one of the best and a very, very saturated, overdone, oversaturated, overmarketed market. That was a great use of terms.
I'm gonna be honest. I zoned out after you said the word over because it was just too many words, dude. Dropping too much knowledge on. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just the first Wonder Woman is one of those it's great. It's brilliant. It's execution for storyline and character development and your investment within a character. Like when Claire Underwood dies, like you felt emotion with that as compared to like, you know, half of the Marvel death scenes, you know, outside of like Wandu. I felt that one.
Okay, so this goes back to the whole like everything, like the movie and stuff has been since the pandemic started, you know, how not even the movie industry, the gaming industry has been how everybody has been adapted. So everything gets delayed. All movies got delayed. All video games got delayed. But you would think that this would give people more, like companies and all these like movie franchises, more time to kind of like fine tune their stuff, right?
Yeah, which is like again with that CGI and like, you know, you can tell things were dummies and like horrible green screening and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you think people have been like appropriately using this time to be able and kind of, you know, fine tune? Because this, again, like what happened with Cyberpunk, Yeah. Cyberpunk had all the time in the world. They had.
Well, I think people just got fed up with them keeping and delaying, and they just said just release the game, and then they got mad that they released the game unfinished.
Well, isn't it the similar sense with like with Wonder Woman or like any movie in general though?
Because it is, yeah. Because like if Black Widow comes out and it's like gonna look like garbage, and it's been delayed now a whole year.
Elijah, if you use that sword one more time, I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
But it's my weapon.
I'm just kidding.
Remember when Meta Knight was good? Yeah. It was banned at tournaments and stuff.
On Brawl, dude, I remember. Oh, yeah. Anyways, what were you saying?
Like Wonder Woman's had, or not Wonder Woman, Black Widow's had almost. It's now gonna have over a year in post development, and because it keeps getting delayed, so. Like, if that movie looks uncleaned and unpolished, like, that's on them, for sure. You know?
I don't know. Like, I don't think the movie... I don't think Wonder Woman looked, unfinished or unpolished. I just think it was written, like, it was written that way. Like, I think they finished it. I think they probably added more to it. Like, I think they added the weird little, like, Christmas, like, the Christmas ending thing.
Yeah.
I think they probably added that because it was released like on Christmas. I think they had that plan for a while, and then like they might have done additional photography for that. But I don't think it was like an unfinished thing. I just think it was like I just think that's how they wrote it. And it was,
I guess it's more so saying that it's I guess it's better to say that it was unpolished than unfinished, just because like it was a finished movie, like it was a completed movie.
Yeah.
You had everything from the beginning. You had I guess there was some things that they didn't really take into consideration or take into a deeper look, rather.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like fine tuning, because
what they would have like if they were to rearrange some of the scenes or something I think the movie that they made was completely intentional. I don't know.
I just like the way she's flying in the rope in the mall and stuff. Like it just looks bad. Like all those tropes about DC having poor, you know, CGI and stuff like that. Like that that is very true with this movie.
Yeah. The one thing that like I thought was really great about the movie was the moment with.
I've died twice already. What are y'all doing,
dude? I've already died twice because you guys decided to gang up on me. But it's okay. No one's gonna talk about it.
Humble.
Oh. Yeah.
Like that. Like what we just did.
Now you're just hiding in the corner. Start. Well, you're also a villain, so.
Yeah.
So are you.
Villains.
No, I'm a knight.
No, he's the villain in Kirby. Yeah,
nah, dude, that's King Dedede.
No.
So the one thing I liked about the movie was the weird like connection, like the goodbye between Wonder Woman and Steve Trevor. I thought that was like pretty powerful, and I felt like that was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, and I think that's what Patty Jenkins does best.
Yeah.
The investment inside of the character to where you're not just watching a movie, but you actually, you know, you're with them, you know, and you're feeling their hardships and their struggles and their triumphs and their wants and all that stuff. And I think Patty Jenkins does a really, really good job with that. Like, that is definitely her strength.
That was like that was pretty much my favorite part. Like I was kind of lost the most of the movie, but that part I appreciated.
But that one, and then
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was like the sentimental moments that I really enjoyed, because it was that one, and then the one where the Mandalorian like meets up with his son.
Yeah,
that one I really enjoyed.
Yeah, because that was his thing was like getting all this power and stuff. His like exchange was his son.
Oh, yeah.
Which I mean, Thanos would have just been like, "Yeah, give it to that kid."
Yeah, Thanos would have thrown him off a cliff or something.
Yeah,
let's be real.
kind of weird, like the Max Lord guy. I thought he was kind of weird.
No, wholeheartedly. I
didn't quite understand his motivation for one, like yeah, like his company's struggling and all this stuff, and I guess he owes like a bunch of money to the mob, or I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's his investors. I think they're just investors. Like it's just a normal business, and then it's in, and they're like investing in like an oil company, I believe.
Yeah, so he made it. He makes it a co-op, so that means everybody puts in money, and then everyone gets money out. In Austin, there's an electric company that's a co-op, Blue Bonnet Co-op, or something like that. And all it is just it's like every time, like every quarter or something like that, whenever this company makes money, it distributes money amongst its investors and co-op, like co-owners, basically.
Yeah.
And so he was doing it with this oil, and. You know, I guess it goes under, but I mean, you just made a bad investment. So it's not like those people had a right in demanding their money back. Like yeah. You put an investment in and it lost. It's like when you put a money, like you put a penny in a penny stock and it becomes Home Depot. You did great. You put a penny in a penny stock and it becomes a failed CC's business. You did bad.
Yeah.
So, or you put money in Grubhub because it's reaching $71 and then release the worst ad on the planet ever in the history of ever. And you lose $37. That stock is plummeting just because of this commercial.
I haven't seen it.
They got cyberbullied into releasing a statement to say, make a better commercial.
Jesus.
They got cyberbullied.
I was very excited to see this movie. Overall, there are issues I had with it. I still think it was a bad movie, but I'm not gonna lie, I still kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, like I enjoyed it too. Like it was fresh, you know. It was like a new movie or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know. It wasn't like as good as the first one for sure.
Yeah. It felt like the Ant-Man version where like it doesn't necessarily prolong any sort of great DCEU.
No, definitely not.
It was just an in-between film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping it was. I was hoping it was going to be connected because Zach, it was on, like he's a producer on the film and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was hoping it would, but no, it's definitely a standalone deal.
Character development, that's what I was thinking about. Because on the first one, they're going into war, and you see the character development of these, like, four army men. These guys in the army, and you get a little bit of background and stuff like that. There was not much character development. That's what usually attracts me to movies in the beginning. Or even TV shows. Naruto. Greatest anime. You have all these episodes. It's a bit unfair to relate TV with movies, yes, but also at the same time, like character development is what attracts you the most to Naruto.
Like you're watching to see this person's journey, you know.
Yeah,
and yeah, Naruto does a pretty good job with the majority of their characters. But like in terms of like a time frame of a movie, like you can do that. Like it's possible. I mean, in Free Willy, we see the growth of Jesse. You know, from being a criminal. You know, going back to being apologetic and studying to be a marine biologist. And he's living out everyone's childhood fantasy.
There's so many other movies he could have chose. The fact that he chose Free Willy, you could have stuck with like a superhero movie.
Name the character like in the movie. I could not name you one name
except for Willy. I know Willy. Yeah, I was about to say, I know Willy. That's it.
In the world.
But yeah. The character development is usually the first thing like I notice or something that I like that attracts me the most. Cause then I'm like, oh, I like that character. I want to see them succeed. Or when they die at the end, like in Game of Thrones, I'm crushed, you know?
Yeah. I was crushed when Tywin died.
I was crushed when Daenerys died.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
But that's because I also have a huge crush on Emilia Clarke. But.
Yeah.
Goofy, regardless.
He's goofy in real life, though.
Dude, I love her, dude. I love that goofiness,
like,
bro.
You're like waking up and then like put on like a live Snapchat or something, and she'd be like, "Hello, everybody. Hello." And you're just like, "Whoa, dude, that is not Daenerys Targaryen, bro."
Yeah, she's a complete opposite of Targaryen.
You need to be more British, but that was spot on.
Like, oh, yeah, I know.
Daniel's killing it with the with the impersonations today, dude. He was making an impersonation of you before we started, and I didn't realize that,
that was really me.
You talking.
But it was fun, crazy. back out, Chris. We can play.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Jeez, stop focusing on the topic. God.
But yeah, character. There was no character development really. That was. I mean, again, we got to see the minor thing with Cheetah throughout the thing.
How the Kristen Wiig had an understanding in her role. Like I understood like why she made her wish to be an apex predator. She started getting picked on. She wants to be, you know, she wants to be Gail Godot. You know, and
she wasn't, like, important though. She literally was just like, hey, I'm gonna like intervene and beat you up for 2 seconds every now and then. You know, it's just like, okay, that's cool.
Well, because if Wonder Woman stopped Mandalorian from getting her wish, then she'd go back to her clumsy self. Her Kristen Wiig self, which is, we can't fall in the water. God, I hate this state.
For some reason, when I chose like random Battlefield and random
transformation,
it didn't work.
Monster.
So weird, honestly. So, like, I just Kristen Wiig's character, I felt could have had a lot more importance.
Dude, this guy's so slow.
She was just this.
Yeah, like she just didn't quite hit the mark. Like,
I really wish they.
There were positives for her, but there were a lot of drawback and negative aspects.
I wanted her to like.
I'm on the water, guys.
You can't swim. Water's your weakness.
Pokemon, dude. I fell in the water again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we'll change the stages. God. I think you can walk through this.
Yeah. I hate this level, dude. All right. Continue talking. I'm already. Right.
Wait, where am I? Oh, there I am. I can't. Ow. Turn into a brick.
Turn into a brick.
Oh, Pepto Bismol brick. Got it. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you got a dumb sword.
Yeah.
So, what were you saying, Daniel?
I just wish they wrote her better. Like they,
yeah. Used the potential of Patty Jenkins' character development and, you know, like her empathy with Kristen Wiig, and it like that could have definitely been better.
Yeah, I wish that Kristen Wiig had something like more than just a weird Kristen Wiig character, and then just like a pouty. Like I want to be like her person.
Yeah. You know?
Like it could.
Like Kristen Wiig has her own charm. She doesn't need to be Gal Gadot.
Give her like legit. Give her her own dynamic. Give her her like. Let her be someone different. Because I would say you could compare this to how she is in Bridesmaids. Because in Bridesmaids, she's that weird, like quirky kind of girl, friends with the person who's getting married. But then she kind of envies that girl at the end. I miss that. She envies Rose Byrne's character. She envies the character, and she wishes she could be like her and have the same friendship she does. That's almost kind of similar to how she is in Wonder Woman, is that she is this quirky, nerdy kind of girl, and then she wishes she could be like Wonder Woman.
I've
and
reached 10 KOs.
She's able to be Wonder Woman. So I it's like... It's weird because, like, in a comedy and an action movie, she kind of follows that same little, like, plot.
Yeah.
I don't...
That was a good... Yeah, that was deep. That was literary analysis at its finest.
Yeah, I lost pretty early, so I had a lot of time to think about that one.
I'm not really even a big fan of, like, Kristen Wiig. Like, yeah, she's, you know, Bridesmaids, like, stuff like that. I'm not, like, a fan of hers. I just wanted her to, like... do something else, but they didn't give her the opportunity to do that, you know? That's kind of sad.
Which I am a fan of Kristen Wiig. I like what she does.
I'm a fan of her on certain movies. It's a hit or miss. I oddly enough, what she is known for the most, which is SNL, I'm not a huge fan of SNL. I think it's just played out at this point, but
yeah.
I didn't really like her at SNL. In Bridesmaids, I loved her. But then again, Bridesmaids, it's all about like everybody in the cast, not just her. And I thought,
yeah, it's got like the whole vibe yeah. of Bridesmaids.
Melissa McCarthy single-handedly just steals the show whenever she steals all those puppies. So
and dogs.
Yeah. And she has
a minivan and she brings them to go cheer her up and stuff.
She had them all on a leash, dude. Melissa McCarthy is so hilarious, dude. But yeah, I wish she would have just done more.
What did y'all think about, so like the part I was talking about when Steve Trevor and Wonder Woman have their kind of like goodbye thing.
Yeah.
And she starts running away. I thought that was like pretty epic, but yeah. Then she like starts to fly and stuff. So what do y'all think about all that?
Where are you flying to? Like a block away? Your home, which is a block away? Like, is that, like, what's the end?
No, she was flying away to go away from her problems.
Yeah. Either way, it seems like she didn't feel like.
And then she just, yeah, but then she just goes back home. Like, yeah, I guess she needed some time to think, and the oxygen up there's, you know, less. So. You know.
I don't know. I
thought it was odd. It was an odd place time. Like, if she was doing that, like, on her way to go fight Cheetah, I think it'd be different. Or, if she's just doing it, like, in the beginning. But, like, so for her to go off and, like, start doing all that stuff and, like, hitting lightning bolts and all that stuff right afterward, I understand what she was trying to do. Like, Wonder Woman's getting her confidence in being Wonder Woman again. Ow.
See, that's the thing, like... They gave her a lot of new powers that were just kind of like
just there.
They just they didn't even explain it. It was just there. Yeah.
Oh, I had you, Daniel. Let me have one.
Nah, bro. Oh, get this. Oh. Oh God, I almost died.
Death. Ah. Salad.
There's a lot of high risk. Low risk, high reward. There it is. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to.
You have a big ass sword and it's just hitting people.
Bro, clouds.
I won't be chopped salad today.
Yeah, chopped salad. Yeah. And then animal abuse over here.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's right, dude. Daniel, we're going to call PETA. You're hurting two animals. This is ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, this is.
Is there something in the Pokemon lore where, like, Pokemon can't attack humans? But that, I mean, it's contradicted because Mewtwo, like, beat the shit out of Ash.
Oh, God.
In the first film. So you don't even remember that?
So many spoilers, by the way.
Dude. Oh, God. What the heck?
No, he got it!
Such a jerk. Bully! You are a bully.
Oh, my God. I was so far down there, I was like, I might as well.
But yeah, like I it's just an odd place scene in what would be a tumultuous... Like, you're fully invested in Wonder Woman's plot now type, like, moment. And it's just oddly placed.
A lot of, like, forced powers. Like, a lot of new forced powers.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of new stuff that just doesn't get explained. She just does it as the plot dictates. So, like, turning the jet invisible, which a Smithsonian doesn't have just fueled ready to go jets. And you know,
I know. And then how did he drive the jet? He hasn't driven.
He's never flown a jet. He doesn't even know what a jet is. He's been alive for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Or reincarnated or whatever.
He's only driven planes or like
biplanes.
40s. Yeah.
Like, made out of wood.
I don't know, there's a lot wrong with that part, but
yeah.
So the thing is that
God, man, Daniel, hold still.
This is my second main, bro. That's why. So, oh God, that did not work. The thing is about, and this kind of goes to Chris's point about like character development and stuff. The character development for me was, I mean, the story was all about truth and stuff, which is fine. It's like, you know, what's real and what's, you know, what's the truth or what, I don't know.
The truth of my feelings.
I wonder if you really have a problem with truth. Like, she knew that she knew that Steve Trevor was dead, and then she.
And look at Pokemon trainers.
I'm just crying in the background. That's so sad. I didn't know that was a. Oh my god, that's horrible.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Daniel, get on one side. Can you take a screenshot real quick?
Oh yeah, screenshot. Oh, like an actual screenshot?
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you were.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sorry, girl.
All right, ready? Resume.
Press. Hold on. Let me flex for real quick. And I was like, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty sure my biceps can help with that.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
You can cry my washboard abs.
All right. Anyways, what were you saying?
No, I was saying like, for your character development thing, really like the story was all about truth and stuff, and I'm pretty Wonder Woman knew. That Steve Trevor was like, she knew that that was the truth. That's like, that we didn't even need that.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, okay, I need to realize that again, that he's dead. And then once she does, it's like, okay, I can fly.
Which is a really horrible thing to realize. Maybe it's like the whole, like, you should let go because, you know, yeah, fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. You know, shout out, Anakin. You know, you got to learn to let go. Maybe like that. That's how I took it. Not necessarily that she has to face the fact that he's dead twice, but more that she's got to let go and move on. You know.
Yeah, like, I mean that's exactly what it is. But that's literally the extent of the character development that I got from the film was that she was upset that he was dead.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and she was really great. And then she had to realize that, like, she has to let him go because he's actually dead, and this is not real. It's just a fake wish thing, and that's it. That's Wonder Woman's character development for 1984, and it's just kind of like, you know,
yeah,
yeah.
That no, yeah, that's what I'm like. I wish there was more leading up to that, or I wish there was more. Like in between, they gave them a little bit more time to kind of rediscover this because, and like maybe have a conversation with like Steve and her.
Well, yeah, he kept trying to have that conversation. She kept putting it off.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's true. I don't think they should have done that. I think they should have just let it happen.
Yeah.
If they wrote it just to like, just so, because that'll leave like a little bit of a cliffhanger as to what's going to happen at the end. You know what I mean? They have this conversation, they can leave it open. They can end the conversation leaving it open and then continue to develop it on it a little bit more in between, right before the climax. Climax happens, end of the movie, and then boom, Steve disappears. She has to handle it now, like an adult.
Yeah.
And not like a child.
During this match, let's discuss what we would have done with Wonder Woman in 1984. I like where Chrissy said that.
All right. All
right. I would say that's probably my only thing. That, and I would like to see a little bit more. Again, like we were saying earlier, Kristen Wiig can be. I feel like she can be a great actress. Change it up for her a little bit more. Like start her, maybe even start her as like being one of those like overly sophisticated, like highly intelligent. Well, she was already highly intelligent, but like cocky kind of people in this movie, and then maybe have like.
Gotta mark
that. This be like the fact that she wishes to be Cheetah, have that be something a little bit more that brings her over the edge.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think what I would have done, I don't know, I would definitely rectify some of the plot and give Bowser has no recovery.
Fat turtle, dude.
Yeah. Ow! Like I would definitely go. I want more like Themyscira, like stuff. Like I want to know more about this Amazonian culture and stuff that she's brought into, because that would relate so much more into understanding Gal Gadot's like thought process. You know. Yeah. So I think for me, like I would definitely change up the plot. I'd probably get rid of the whole like make a wish thing.
Yes.
And yeah, do something a little like have something that does like an equivalent.
Equivalent. Oh,
yeah, that big word. And I don't know. And then for like Kristen Wiig's character, I'd make her more relevant and important to the story. Like have her interact more with Gal Gadot outside of just like Gal saying, "Oh, if you need help, I'm here." You know, yeah. like make her like a rival in like in the business opportunity. Like she's coming after like her position at the Smithsonian. You know, like okay. She's now gonna aim to be on the director's board and stuff like that. Like have her go after that. You know,
or like have her find out Wonder Woman's identity, like you know how we're questioning how she even works at the Smithsonian. It's like
yeah,
you can have her go into all that. Like, how did you even get this job? Like, how long have you like? And she realizes like, how long have you even been alive? How do you even know all this stuff? And then she
exactly
like,
yeah,
you know, and she gets all like into her business and finds out who she actually is and messes with her.
Yeah, like takes her on like a more personal level.
Yeah,
you know, like really becomes her rival, not just like in a physical, I'm a cheetah rar type stance.
Yeah,
I love Joker.
So I would change that aspect probably most of all, and then I wouldn't bring Steve Trevor back at all.
Definitely not.
Like, I would have, like, maybe, like, to keep him in the film, you could always do a flashback of, like, he says some quote that motivates her in tough times, and then she starts riding lightning, you know? Yeah. Do something like that. Like, where they're, like, in a trench somewhere, and he's just discussing family or whatever. Like, we don't know any of Trevor's hopes and dreams outside of, like, he wants to be with Wonder Woman. Does he want a family? Does he want to move to Texas? Does he want to start a pilot teaching course class? Like, what, you know, like, I don't understand. I don't know. Steve Trevor.
Did he know he was dead before? Like when he came back alive?
All he states is that he felt like he was asleep.
Yeah.
That's all he states.
Oh, okay.
Is that he felt like he was asleep and that he woke up. Like he remembers being on the plane before it explodes, and that's it.
Gotcha.
I really like that idea of having Cheetah, like, pinned against Wonder Woman, but, like, in the professional setting, and her, like, trying to find out her business, because she's, like, kind of, like, she's trying to get ahead, and kind of like a workplace thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would bring in the.
Meanwhile, Elijah's the only one typing in this thing.
Yeah, he's the only one talking mess on the whatchamadoodle. But yeah, I don't even know if I'd bring in like that Maxwell guy. I'm not even like familiar with this character that much, but
Maxwell guy. Hold on.
Maxwell Lord or whatever the actual.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, Mandalorian guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
yeah, like I've never even heard of him. Like, also, I'm pretty sure he's some probably like super vague reference. Yeah, I've never really heard.
Yeah,
of him.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that a little bit. I didn't see a point in having him. I don't like. I thought this was gonna be a movie where it was just Cheetah trying to take over the world, and then Wonder Woman comes in to save it.
Yeah.
So the whole plot line with the Mandalorian, I'm bad with the villager. I'm not Jay. Jay is good.
You gonna tree us every 10 seconds?
I am gonna learn how to do that. I'm gonna try the bowling ball. But anyways, like I feel like having him in there didn't really make any sense.
Yeah, like I feel like that whole like, which is like the actual plot of the film. Like I felt it was just like in some parts it got overshadowed because of. Cheetah's character,
yeah.
You know, but then they like they do really hard to try to tie it back in. So
yeah, no, that's, I agree. I think his like most important part of the character was whenever he like went and found his kid and stuff. But that
yeah,
it was only 2 seconds, and we weren't like really invested.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is child abuse. Stop ganging up on the kid. Both the
nah, this is the real world, punk.
Let me learn how to. Fucking plant a tree.
Nah, dude. Pythagorean theorem.
Once you learn how to do that, we can't let you. We can't let you.
But, yeah.
But I don't know what else I would do. Well, actually, I'm really excited about in regards to like the Snyder Cut is that there's going to be a lot more Amazonian stuff, like you were saying, Elijah. Like, there's going to be
There's going to be more like mythos around like why they're guarding a boom tube. You know, like, yeah, do they know what the boom tube even is? You know,
yeah. Well, they've dealt with there's a whole scene that's supposed to happen. It's like, I guess for the fans, it's been called the history lesson. Uh-huh. It's essentially going to be like, you know, one time man and Atlantean and Amazonians like all came together and stuff.
I remember that. Well, there's something like that in the Whedon verse. Yeah. Where like you see like a Green Lantern and stuff, like they're all battling like on Apocalypse.
Yeah. And that's it's going to be expanded upon.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Oh my God. So that's going to be expanded upon. And then, whatchamadoodle?
Your knee, dude. Yeah. Hope you get arthritis in it.
Oh God. He's learning how to do trees.
I need to figure
Stop
out.
Stop him. Stop him.
Cut it down afterwards.
Oh! I'm still alive. Oh God! No. Oh, jeez!
I knew it. So, yeah. So there's gonna be a lot more, and there's gonna like be a whatchamadoodle, Amazonian like fight scene with all of them. Like,
yeah, like that'll be cool. It'll be a lot better than what Whedon did. Whedon did with Injustice.
So there's gonna be a lot more of the lore to delve into in the Snyder Cut. I wish it was in the actual Wonder Woman movie, but
like it makes perfect sense to be in the Wonder Woman movie. Also, I'd get rid of the grayscale and I'd go full 90s and do a bunch of like neon colors like we have on our beautiful aesthetic that Daniel put together. You know, like I can't write that.
I didn't know you could ride the rocket, dude. That's unfair. I was just sending those rockets out, and then I didn't realize you hold it and you ride the rocket. So I'm just riding the rocket.
Yeah, you can ride it, and if you ride it, then you don't have any recovery after that, man.
Falcon killed all of us. Yeah, he has all 6 kills.
That was bad.
Yeah, I got second from killing nobody.
Well, that was fun. That was legit.
Was it fun, Daniel? Was it fun?
And talking about,
so record is Elijah and I both have a win and Daniel has 30 wins.
Oh no.
And we talked about Wonder Woman a little bit, so there's that.
Yeah, overall, I mean, it was
overall,
like
it was a good film. I just felt disappointed and kind of let down.
Yeah,
like it's definitely not as good as the first one, which I mean, it's really hard for sequels to live up to the OGs. But, you know, like, but there's still chances of you could at least make it competently, you know, like understand like the audience, like you, I don't know, like I think Patty Jenkins is really good, and she's really good in some really key aspects of storytelling overall, but it just falls short and it falls flat and it's not a good way.
And I think this time around, I think since they took out the prominent Wonder Woman writer from the first movie and brought in Geoff Johns, and I think Geoff Johns had a lot to do with it, and I think that's a key sign if you switch prominent writers and we're having this whole big old thing.
And you can tell like pretty easily that you've switched writers. Typically you don't really in between, you know, sequels or whatever, like you still have an understanding of what characters are and stuff, but this one is like you can feel a really big shift in the tone.
And that's the thing, I was like, dude, why is this so different? And I looked into it and it's like Geoff Johns got switched out. I was like, okay, well there you go, that explains the whole feeling you get when you watch it. You know, it's like like you were saying, we're not dumb anymore, we're not watching Batman and Robin like from 2000 whatever.
We're not watching George Clooney and his Batman nipples, we're you know, We're here for a story.
I'm here for the Batman nipples. If y'all want to bring back the Batman nipples, bring back the Batman nipples. Let's do it, dude. It's 2021, dude. Anything can happen.
Wants to see some Batman.
I just want to. I wholeheartedly just want to see some Batman nipples. Yeah, so don't.
Maybe Spider-Man 3. Yeah, they'll have the Christian Bale Batman. They'll bring his armor back with the nipples.
That'd be dope, dude.
Yes.
Nipple on nipple action.
Like we're intelligent. We're intelligent. We like the story. We like continuity. We like complex storytelling, you know?
Yeah. And nipple on nipple action.
Yeah, we like nipple on nipple. Yeah.
Not on Wonder Woman. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted.
Oh yeah.
If anything, I think Wonder Woman needs more clothes on. So
that's
y'all
true.
Y'all need to sort that out. But she Batman,
her
I need more nipples.
Her outfit in that animated one. I guess like the new 52-ish version.
Yeah.
Where they're fighting Apocalypse and they're like, we got to come up with a plan. And she says the greatest line ever in any DC comic ever. And she goes, all right, we'll blind him.
Yes, yeah.
It's like it's I so like that blind. Outfit the best.
Blind him.
That's it. We blind him.
Yeah.
Like that outfit good. Is the best. I don't like the sort of like the retroish, normalish one that
dude,
like,
I like
she's sporting now.
I like the gold armor. I wish there was more.
The gold armor is cool. Oh, yeah.
Armor was sick. That actually was really sick. Yeah.
Remember when we were super hyped about it? In the trailer, and then now it's been there for like a minute,
and she literally just goes down there, flies,
and then takes it off.
He's on a rope and doesn't use it, and kicks a gray-scaled cheetah into the gray-scaled water with some blue electricity.
It was like forced, like symbolism or something. You know, like they were trying to be symbolic in a sort of way. I don't really know what.
Way, exactly. But, yeah. Like that armor's got to represent, I mean, outside of death to the patriarchy and misogyny worldwide, it's got to have some sort of bigger meaning and reference to, and it doesn't convey its meaning at all.
Like she already could fly. Why does she need wings?
Well, to stabilize.
The oh, yo, that's a good question. Hey, shower thoughts.
Dang. I don't know. It's go watch it. Go make your own opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah. I would still recommend watching it while it's on HBO Max.
But... So how many snow globes are we giving it?
Oh man,
it's got five out of 2.5. No, I'm just kidding.
5 out of 2.5.
That means it's really great. Come on now.
Yeah,
it's ratio doesn't make 13, sense.
Out of 13 snow globes, we're probably gonna. Oh god, somebody's attacking Chris. It's like 7 out of 13 snow globes.
Probably. Yeah, I'd go around there. Probably even like 6.5.
Yeah.
Maybe 6.
It was all right. You know, it was all right.
I would say maybe like a 4 out of 7.
Okay, that's a good ratio. Still under 50, just above 50%. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Chris, take us out.
Alrighty, thank you guys for watching and listening. Oh, and gaming with us. It was a new thing. It was a new experience. We enjoyed. We're going to try to do this a little bit more where we just like game and vibe. So definitely stay tuned. I'm not quite sure what we're talking about next episode, but we have a lot of cool ideas. So don't worry. We're coming your way with some good stuff.
Clearly this dog is upset with our ratings for this movie. And we're so sorry.
So anyway, please be sure to share and subscribe with all your friends, families. But thank you again. This has been another episode of Thought Arcade.
Hey folks, thank you for listening to the Thought Arcade. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a positive review. We air the show live every Saturday at 11 a.m. on our Facebook page. But you can find us everywhere. We're on YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just type in the Thought Arcade. Now go be great.